Hey, Calvary family, this is Pastor Michael Grove here on the Bible Reading app. Today is March the 18th, and we are here in the Bible Reading Plan, reading through the book of Titus. So follow along if you can. Otherwise, let me read this over you, and in the end, I'll give you a quick thought before we end our time together. Here we go, reading Titus chapter 3. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, and to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying. And I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone, but avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless. Warn a divisive person once, and then warn them a second time. After that, have nothing to do with them. You may be sure that such people are warped and sinful. They are self-condemned. As soon as I send Artemas and Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, because I have decided to winter there. Do everything you can to help Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way, and see that they have everything they need. Our people must learn to devote themselves to doing what is good, in order to provide for urgent needs and not live unproductive lives. Everyone with me sends you greetings. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. This concludes the reading of Titus. Let me give you a quick thought before we end our time together. So once again, Paul reminds Titus to do whatever is good. That has kind of been the theme of what he's been trying to teach Titus. That remember, no matter what your circumstance or what you're going through, be good. Live a representation of Christ. That's the call to us as Christians. And I love how verse 2 starts. It says, remember to slander no one and to be peaceable and considerate and always to be gentle toward everyone. I don't know about you, but I have times in my life where I can be a pretty hard person to be around. I'm kind of harsh towards people at times. I'm judgmental. I can say things that are rude and obnoxious. But what Paul is reminding Titus is that they have to be people who are ready to do whatever is good, that they don't ever talk bad about anyone. I don't know about you, but there's times where I just have to say what's on my mind. And it's usually not to that person, but actually that's what slander is. It's talking bad about someone without them knowing. You're talking to someone else and slandering that person. Which, by the way, the next thing he says is to be peaceable and considerate. So if you're talking bad about someone, there's no way you can be a peaceable person. And you certainly can't be considerate if you're talking bad about someone else. So don't do those things. And then always be gentle toward one another. But then I love where he goes. Verse 3, he says, at one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. So he's saying that because those are the things that would annoy somebody to being a slanderous person or to losing their peaceable nature. When somebody just does things that you're like, why did they do that? It's easy to get frustrated and annoyed with someone. What Paul is saying is you were foolish once too. Remember that. You used to be disobedient. Even if you're not now, at some point you were. You also were deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. So don't go and just get mad at other people for those things. You were there once too. Remember how good it is when you come out of those things, and then believe it for that person. In fact, maybe you have a family or a friend or someone you know who is doing something that you wish they would just turn away from it. It can get so easy to get annoyed and frustrated with them. In fact, it could even cause us to start saying things and thinking things and doing things towards them that aren't kind and loving. Paul is saying, you might not have faced the same battle. You might not have done the same things, but you too were once foolish and disobedient. You too were enslaved by all kinds of things that drew you into them. So have a little patience for others. Show them kindness and love, because that's what God did for us. It says in verse 4, when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. So be someone who has mercy on other people, even if they're walking a destructive pattern or they're doing something that you just want to grab them and shake them free from it. I know it'd be easy to yell at them or to be really harsh with them, but what we're called to do is to be kind and to show them mercy, and remember, we too were sinners once also. So have grace and watch what God does in their life as you show them His love. Now, you might be thinking that he says to have nothing to do with these people, but let me make sure you understand verse 9. He says, avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless. Warn a divisive person once, and then warn them a second time. After that, have nothing to do with them. He's not talking about people that just don't get it. He's talking about people that are trying to convince others that what the scriptures say is wrong. He's talking about the people that would try to twist the law. And I don't necessarily know that he means have nothing to do with them. He says avoid foolish controversies and arguments and quarrels. In other words, don't argue with somebody who you know is way off track. In fact, many times, those people have twisted the scriptures to try to agree with what they believe or want. So don't argue with them. It's useless. They're not useless. The argument is useless. Move past that argument, show them grace and mercy and love, and see what God does with that. Remember, it's not your job to change someone. That's the Holy Spirit's job. Your job is to love them and to show them grace and to show them the mercy of God. And as you do that, my prayer is that God would reveal Himself to them in a mighty way. So don't get in the way of God revealing Himself to them. Just show love and grace and watch what God does. I know that can be hard, especially when you're watching a loved one make a really bad decision. But remember, God loves them more than you do. He's chasing after them harder and faster than you ever can. So allow the Holy Spirit to do that work. And in the meantime, you show them grace and mercy and love. That's all the time we have left for today. I love you, and God bless. Thank you.